Here's where we're drawing. Linda Henderson. Linda, L-Y-N-D-A Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O, and 28621. Have you noticed when you dictate on your cell phones, it gets abrupted and all that crap sometimes?
No.
Well, they do it to me. So I'm using this now. Or you can use yours, your phone. Yeah. Chief complaint, I still have the right upper quadrant pain that goes across my abdomen. Number two, right ear pressure. Number three, is this a hernia? Number four, weight down to 7 pounds because sometimes I can't eat very much. Number six, need medication refilled. Number seven, needs follow-up of abnormal gallbladder. Number eight, needs follow-up of multiple small cysts within the thyroid. My patient is a 62-year-old woman who's married. Last period was 1999. She occasionally drinks alcohol but doesn't smoke. She just started working at the school system and she likes her job. She's lost about 7 pounds because she gets some pain over her right upper quadrant. At one time she had an abnormal gallbladder ultrasound and she was told to get a HIDA scan, but that was during COVID and she never did, period. Any paragraph she would like to proceed with that at this time. She also has lots of sinus congestion, but no fever, no signs of infection, but lots of fluid retention and lots of post-nasal drip that causes her grief and dizziness, period. Medications reviewed opposite page and refilled today. Allergy, no drug allergy. COVID immunization up to date times three with a booster. Family history, dad died of lung problems, maybe lung cancer. Mom is still living. She's 94 years old. Review of system as above. Maintenance exam, mammogram is up to date, colonoscopy is up to date, has had both colonoscopy and Cologuard in the past. Allergy, none, I said that. She weighs 193 pounds, down 7 pounds, 99%, 98.4, 16, 63, 136, over 81. Heart pulses, swim pulses, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck short, JVD, skin shows, rash, TM, serositis media, left greater than right, positive and posterior nasal drip noted. Neurological non-focal. There's tenderness noted over the gallbladder area. Assessment number one, check blood work today, which will include amylase and lipase. Number two, she's still having the pain over the diaphragm on both sides, but mainly on the right side. I'd like to proceed with a HIDA scan before I refer her for further GI testing. She's had that done some time ago, and that continues to be a problem. Next number, order HIDA scan with CCK stimulation. Next number, hypertension, well controlled. Next number is hypothyroidism, check TSH. She still has numerous small cysts within the thyroid on both sides, no change. Next number, patient uses tramadol once every couple of weeks when she has severe abdominal pain. She got 30 tablets again today. Next number is continue with lisinopril for hypertension. Next number is continue with Protonix. Next number, she does have what looks like serositis media, as I mentioned earlier. For that, we're going to give her Zyzal and give her Nasonex, and then have her put two drops of Afrin nasal spray in each nostril, but not squeeze the bottle, but put two drops into the eustachian, directly into the eustachian tubes. Next number, she can continue with her Tessalon. Yeah, amylase and lipase. Next number, meds refilled. Next number, see the medication list. Next number, check TSH in face of low thyroid, of course. Next number, come back in 2 weeks after HIDA scan has been done. Next number, if the HIDA scan is negative, we'll proceed with the GI evaluation and repeating tests at that time. Next number, patient's ultrasound was repeated today. She does have minimal PVD as before. Next number, cardiac evaluation looks the same. Next number, carotid stenosis is minimal. Next number, pelvic exam shows on the ultrasound shows minimal. No fluid collection and status post hysterectomy. Next number, thyroid cyst as before once again. Next number, no sign of DVT. Next number, abnormal gallbladder. Next number is HIDA scan. Next number is finding discussed with patient and husband before leaving the office. Thank you.